You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Many fruit and vegetable farms follow strict food safety standards, but the law doesn't require them to. Right now, the government has almost no say in how produce is produced. That's set to change. The nation's first rules on safer fruit and veggie growing could be approved this fall. The law exempts some small farms, but as WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, the state says it wants to help all growers who want to meet the standards.
James Krittner raises crops from apples to zucchini on a small farm in Scotts. He's walking toward a well on the edge of one of his fields. If you're picturing a stone rim and a bucket on a rope, think again.
It's pretty much a pipe that comes up out of the ground, and then you just put the hose on it.
Yep, that's pretty much about it.
Nearby, plants and rows poke through a plastic cover. A network of hoses runs underneath, the drip irrigation system Krittner installed last year.
And it puts it right to the root zone where it's got to be. You're not putting water all over the plant, which isn't bad, but sometimes you get disease issues if they're wet for long periods of time.
Krittner says he's very happy with drip irrigation.
You know, there's a little cost involved, but I think it pays back in the long run. So it's not like it's really draining the bank for us. It's, you know, the efficiency has like, holy mackerel, why didn't I do this before type of situation? And, you know, it's helped us.
Irrigation's a big topic, and the rules on produce growing the Food and Drug Administration hopes to finalize this fall. The FDA's mandate to regulate produce comes from a 2011 law, the Food Safety Modernization Act. Nicknamed FSMA, it's intended to transform the agency's approach to food safety.
FDA, up till about 2011, and actually even currently to this day, usually doesn't activate or get kicked in until there's a problem.
Phil Toko is with the Michigan State University Extension. He says tainted food sickens more than 40 million people a year in the U.S. He adds that about 40% of those cases are caused by produce. The government is good at tracing outbreaks, but by then the damage is done.
So they move from that model to a much more preventative model, the idea of looking at how do we create a system whereby we can ensure that some of the big red flags are taken care of.
Toko says some growers already follow food safety regimens tougher than FSMA's. But the FDA's rules would cover lots of ground, from pesticides to transportation to worker hygiene. Toko says the law encourages attention to detail.
If a particular tomato, for instance, had bird poop on it, was that also picked? And did that bird poopy piece of produce get into the food supply? And did it infect other tomatoes along the way?
Surface waters often host bacteria from animals. Under FSMA, growers that use surface water and who spray it on plants rather than dripping it underneath have to test that water frequently. Toko says that could get expensive, but he adds most farms could switch to well water. Krittner's setup, clean well water dripped under the plant, is more or less the ideal. While FSMA is a federal law, in the state's view, they have a role to play in it too. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development's Byron Bierbauer says the agency wants to get information about the rules out to growers. It's also created a food safety certificate program with FSMA-like standards.
A lot of the conservation districts have staff who've been trained and who are really excited about this and really want to do it.
But Bierbauer says limited resources mean not every district can offer the program right now. It is available in Kalamazoo. Staff member Linda Zabick says the office already has a full schedule helping farms improve their environmental practices. And she doesn't expect food safety program requests to pour in.
But if they did, we'd try to address it. Maybe we'd have some workshops where we get a lot of people together at a time and go through the assessment, and maybe it would be a less one-on-one type of thing.
One grower who does want to participate is Krittner. He says his farm is small enough, he's not sure he'll have to comply with FSMA, at least not soon, but he'd like to have the district's official stamp of approval.
You know, those are always nice if you're up to, for doing stuff like that. You know, make sure and lets everybody know that you're playing by the rules.
Krittner says he hopes to receive a food safety certificate by the end of the growing season. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.